Wage theft occurs anytime an employee is denied their wages either outright or are underpaid, don't make the minimum wage, or denied overtime. That's a violation of state and federal laws. But currently, there is no set standard for employees to seek compensation against their employer, something Representative Tom Goodson is trying to change. Since he was elected in 2010, the Titusville Republican has been filing this wage theft bill every year, and third time could be the charm. In its previous years, Goodson's bill sought to have a set wage theft protection standard across the state for all 67 counties, despite the two counties, Miami-Dade and Broward, that already had their own programs, a sticking point with both Democrats and some Republicans. Now this year, Goodson's bill allows for an exception for all those programs enacted on or before January 2nd of this year, meaning Miami-Dade and Broward are all right.
Well, I felt that these two, theirs were up and running for a longer period of time. And I know of one other county that's in the mix of it, and that's Alachua. But nowhere near as far along as these two.
Because Alachua County's ordinance was created after the start of this year, it, along with 64 other counties, will be required to adopt a uniform standard, move that Jeremiah Tattersall calls unfair. He's the lead organizer with the Alachua County Wage Theft Task Force, the group that work with Alachua County commissioners in crafting their own wage theft ordinance. Here he is at a press conference Tuesday in opposition to the bill.
And we can do something about it in Alachua County. We are doing democracy, local democracy, in Alachua County, and I think that it's deplorable that the state legislators trying to take that away.
The bill also requires cases to be filed in county court, and while the measure does allow for double the amount lost if the victim wins, it does not provide for attorney fees. And the AFL-CIO's Rich Templin says those are just some of the provisions that will make it more difficult for employees who come with legitimate claims against their employer.
If it's okay for the two most populous counties in the state, it should be okay for the rest of the state. But I don't think there's anybody here that wants to continue to rely on 67 different counties passing ordinances. We would like nothing more than to see a statewide solution. But right now, the state solution that's being put in front of us is no solution at all. It's actually a retreat and makes it more difficult for the victims of wage theft to recover their lost wages.
Meanwhile, the bill does have the backing of business and restaurant groups like the Florida Retail Federation, the group's general counsel, Samantha Padgett.
In two previous sessions, we pursued and advocated for a pure preemption. And this year, I think what you're seeing is an improvement upon that bill, and that is not just a straight preemption, but also a solution. And I think with this bill and with the amendments that Representative Goodson has filed, I think you're seeing a very fair solution that looks to try and answer the questions and the problems of both sides.
The bill passed 12-6 along party lines with Democrats opposed in the House Judiciary Committee Tuesday. It now heads to the House floor. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.